The other day, we were talking about the potential rise in sea level, and I tuned into one of my favorite podcasts. You might enjoy it. It's called Inquiring Minds. It's all about science and politics and society. And they were interviewing a climate change specialist, and he was saying, it's really hard to say, but most climatologists are looking at 2100. The year 2100 is kind of like a big milestone point. And because that's like a good 85 years from now, that's a lot of change is going to happen. And he was saying that by the year 2100, depending on the climatologist you talk to, depending on so much of this and so much of that, best case, worst case scenario, they're looking at like between 2.5 to 3.5 meters of sea level rise among all the coasts on average around the world. 2.5 to 3.5 meters. And you think about that, that's like... the water could be pretty close to where we are in the university right now. And you wouldn't think that we're anywhere near the beach, really. But that's how, you know, because the land gradually rises, or rises only gradually, the water could be up around here by 2100 and radically change this whole city.
Yeah, I mean, places like this would have to build sea defenses everywhere. And even then... well, is it going to be enough to hold back the water, especially if the water's always rising? I mean, you really have to undo the effects, what's causing this rise in the first place, at least halt it, or, you know, do something to control the emissions of carbon dioxide, try to reduce greenhouse gases.
London on the Thames is fairly close to sea level?
I think London is sea level, I would say. I mean, they have the Thames barrier, which is built to stop, I don't know how high a surge of water, but it's probably about 5-10 meter surge of water. If it came up the Thames barrier in theory would stop that water
from, it's like a big wall.
From flooding into London itself. It's like the Thames barrier is like construction. It's interesting looking construction where you've got these kind of weird shaped kind of elliptical kind of pod like things spread out across the river. And between them, there is a, I guess, a metal barrier that can rise up into the air and stop potentially a huge surge of water coming
through. But won't it just overflow on the banks?
I think that's kind of taken into consideration how they designed it.
Okay.
But yes, wouldn't it back up? I mean, it flood the other...
Yeah, basically, just keep going. You can put it here, but water's kind of like water that way. You know, it just keeps going.
Yeah, water keeps going somewhere. So presumably, it would flood... not London, but it would flood the outskirts of London from where the coast is.
Whatever else is. But London is basically sea level. So it's not like London is relatively mountainous or hilly. London would just get... If the water went up by, let's say, 1.5 meters, the streets would all be flooded.
Yeah, I would say... well, maybe 1.5 meters wouldn't be, but I would say perhaps 3 meters, certainly, yes. I don't know exactly how high in meters London actually is above sea level. I'm guessing it's not very high. I'm guessing actually it's 1 or 2 meters.
Because in my image of London, the Thames runs through London.
Yes.
Now, if there's a river running through London, that means basically, and it's running through most of the city, that means the city is basically on the same plane as the river. And the river at that point, when it's getting close to the salt water, is going to be almost at sea level. And if that's where London is, then London is basically at sea level. And 1.5 meters, 2 meters, I mean, that's a man standing. Basically, that'll cover all the cars. That'll cover, you know, most entrances to most doorways. And even if it's not going to be, what's the word I'm going to say? Even if it's not going to go all the way, because eventually land does move up towards mountains, that'll pretty much destroy the viability of all of London, one of the most important cities in the world.